This is Unit 5 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this conversation.
Promiňte, prosím, to je Národní divadlo?
Ne, není. To je Václavské náměstí a Národní muzeum.
A to? To je hotel?
Ano, to je hotel. A tamhle je pošta, banka a restaurace.
A kde je stanice metra?
Tamhle. Mluvíte dobře česky.
Děkuju.
Listen to it again.
Promiňte, prosím, to je Národní divadlo?
Ne, není. To je Václavské náměstí a Národní muzeum.
A to? To je hotel?
Ano, to je hotel. A tamhle je pošta, banka a restaurace.
A kde je stanice metra?
Tamhle. Mluvíte dobře česky.
Děkuju.
Do you remember how to say hello?
Dobrý den.
Ask, how are you?
Jak se máte?
Answer, fine thanks, and you?
Dobře, děkuju. A vy?
Say, excuse me, is that a hotel?
Promiňte, to je hotel?
Ask, tell me please, where's the restaurant?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je restaurace?
Ask, what's that?
Co je to?
Answer, that's Wenceslas Square.
To je Václavské náměstí.
And this is the National Museum.
A to je Národní muzeum.
That's the National Theater.
To je Národní divadlo.
Say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
Say, repeat it, please.
Opakujte to, prosím.
How would a woman say, I'm not Czech, repeat it, please?
Nejsem Češka. Opakujte to, prosím.
How would a man say, excuse me, I don't understand, I'm not Czech?
Promiňte, nerozumím. Nejsem Čech.
Talking about a colleague, say, he's not English, he's American.
Není Angličan, je Američan.
Say, she's not English, she's American.
Není Angličanka, je Američanka.
Ask, where's the bank?
Kde je banka?
Ask, where's the bank? Is it over there?
Kde je banka? Je tamhle?
How do you say subway station?
Stanice metra.
Ask, where's the subway station? Is it over there?
Kde je stanice metra? Je tamhle?
Suppose you want to ask, is it here? Listen and repeat the word for here.
Tady. Tady.
How do you say here?
Tady. Tady.
How do you ask, is it here?
Je tady? Je tady?
Say, yes, it's here.
Ano, je tady. Ano, je tady.
How would you say, no, it's not here?
Ne, není tady. Ne, není tady.
Say, it's not here, it's over there.
Není tady, je tamhle. Není tady, je tamhle.
Suppose you want to change money at the bank and then get a meal. Ask a hotel employee, where's the bank and the restaurant?
Kde je banka a restaurace?
Ask, are they here?
Jsou tady? Jsou tady?
The employee may respond with something you don't understand. Say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
Say, speak more slowly, please.
Mluvte pomaleji, prosím.
He's helpful and repeats slowly. Now, you're sitting in a cozy restaurant and want to look at the menu. Here's how to say menu. Listen.
Jídelní lístek. Jídelní lístek.
Note that it is two words, which literally mean eating list. Repeat the second word, list.
Lístek. Lístek.
And now the first word.
Jídelní. Jídelní.
Here's the menu again. Repeat.
Jídelní lístek. Jídelní lístek.
You want to say to the waiter, give me a menu, please. Repeat, give me.
Dejte mi. Dejte mi.
And how do you say menu?
Jídelní lístek. Jídelní lístek.
Say again, give me.
Dejte mi. Dejte mi.
Now say, give me a menu, please.
Dejte mi jídelní lístek, prosím. Dejte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
In a short sentence like this, the placement of please can be almost anywhere, as in English. The following three requests are essentially identical.
Dejte mi prosím jídelní lístek. Prosím, dejte mi jídelní lístek. Dejte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
Suppose you want a beer. Listen and repeat the word for beer.
Pivo. Pivo.
Say, give me a beer, please.
Dejte mi pivo, prosím. Dejte mi pivo, prosím.
Say again. Give me a beer, please.
Dejte mi pivo, prosím. Dejte mi pivo, prosím.
How do you say, give me?
Dejte mi.
Say, give me the menu, please.
Dejte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
A common main course is a pork schnitzel, often served with potatoes. Here's the word for schnitzel. Listen and repeat.
Řízek. Řízek.
How do you say schnitzel in Czech?
Řízek. Řízek.
Now repeat the word for potatoes.
Brambory. Brambory.
What's the word for potatoes?
Brambory. Brambory.
How do you say and?
A.
Now say, give me a schnitzel and potatoes, please.
Dejte mi řízek a brambory, prosím. Dejte mi řízek a brambory, prosím.
The restaurant is noisy, so you repeat your request.
Dejte mi řízek a brambory, prosím.
Suppose you want a salad. Here's the word for salad. Listen and repeat.
Salad. Salad.
It also means lettuce. Say, give me a salad, please.
Dejte mi salát, prosím. Dejte mi salát, prosím.
Say, give me a salad, schnitzel and potatoes, please.
Dejte mi salát, řízek a brambory, prosím. Dejte mi salát, řízek a brambory, prosím.
Surprisingly, perhaps, the Czech for juice is simply
juice.
Say, give me a juice, please.
Dejte mi juice, prosím. Dejte mi juice, prosím.
Here's the word for tea.
Chai. Chai.
Say, give me tea, please.
Dejte mi čaj, prosím. Dejte mi čaj, prosím.
And here's the word for coffee. Listen and repeat.
Kava. Kava.
But when you say, give me coffee, please, the word for coffee changes. Listen and repeat.
Dejte mi kávu, prosím. Dejte mi kávu, prosím.
The change in the ending of the word coffee is an example of the frequent changes of word endings in Czech. You'll get used to them gradually. For now, say the word for coffee.
Káva. Káva.
Now, ask for a cup of coffee.
Dejte mi kávu, prosím. Dejte mi kávu, prosím.
A refreshing non-alcoholic beverage is a carbonated fruit-flavored drink. Its name sounds somewhat like lemonade, but the taste is that of a soft drink. Repeat this word after the speaker.
Limonada. Limonada.
Here's how to order this soft drink. Listen.
Dejte mi limonádu, prosím. Dejte mi limonádu, prosím.
Note the same change of the ending as in the word coffee. Now you order the soft drink.
Dejte mi limonádu, prosím. Dejte mi limonádu, prosím.
You're ready to do some sightseeing. Do you remember how to say Wenceslas Square?
Václavské náměstí.
How would you say, tell me, please?
Řekněte mi, prosím.
Tell me, please. Where's Wenceslas Square?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je Václavské náměstí?
Answer: It's over there.
Je tamhle.
What's the name of the Prague castle?
Hradčany.
Say, tell me please, where's the Prague castle? Remember to use are instead of is.
Řekněte mi prosím, kde jsou Hradčany?
And how do you say National Theatre?
Národní divadlo.
Ask, tell me please, where's the National Theatre?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je Národní divadlo?
Answer, it's here.
Je tady.
Now you need to change money and mail some letters. What's the Czech word for bank?
Banka.
Ask, where's the bank?
Kde je banka?
And how do you say post office?
Pošta.
Ask, where's the post office?
Kde je pošta?
Answer, here.
Tady.
The bank is over there.
Banka je tamhle.
And the post office is here.
pošta je tady.
You're ready for lunch now and decide to stop at a self-serve restaurant. Ask the person behind the counter, "Is that coffee?" Be sure to use question intonation.
To je káva?
Answer: Yes, it's coffee.
Ano, to je káva.
And what's the word for tea?
Čaj.
You might want to point to a cup and ask, "Is that coffee or tea?" How do you say or?
Nebo.
Ask, "Is that coffee or tea?"
To je káva nebo čaj?
Ask, "Is that beer or lemonade?"
To je pivo nebo limonáda?
Say, "Give me a beer, please."
Dejte mi pivo, prosím.
Give me coffee, please.
Dejte mi kávu, prosím.
Did you remember to change the ending? Now, here's the word for bread. It starts with a rough KH sound followed by an L. Repeat the word bread.
Chleba. Chleba.
Now you say bread.
Chleba. Chleba.
This word ends in
a,
but it's masculine. In the phrase, "Give me some bread, please,"
chleba
doesn't change its ending. Say it.
Dejte mi chleba, prosím. Dejte mi chleba, prosím.
Suppose you'd like some fish. Here's the word for fish. Repeat.
Ryba. Ryba.
How do you say fish?
Ryba. Ryba.
Ryba
is similar to
káva.
Try to say, "Give me some fish."
Dejte mi rybu. Dejte mi rybu.
Say again, "Give me some bread."
Dejte mi chleba.
Give me some fish.
Dejte mi rybu.
Now suppose you've just checked into your hotel in Prague. The first thing you need is to change some money. Ask at the reception desk, "Tell me please, where's the bank?"
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je banka?
The clerk tells you, you change some money, and now decide to send a postcard home. Ask a passerby, "Excuse me, is the post office here?"
Promiňte, je tady pošta?
You don't quite understand his response. Say, "Repeat it, please, I'm not Czech."
Opakujte to, prosím. Nejsem Čech.
At the post office, the clerk speaks a little English and helps you get the needed stamps. And he tells you that stamps are also sold at the same places as postcards are. As you're leaving, say in Czech, "Thank you, you speak English well."
Děkuju. Mluvíte dobře anglicky.
He thanks you. Say goodbye.
Nashledanou.
Now open your reading booklet to the page for Unit 5. Read number 1.
Pomalej.
Number 2.
Banka.
Number 3.
Salát.
Number 4.
Pivo.
Number 5.
Ryba.
Number 6.
Brambory.
Number 7.
Limonáda.
The letter U in number 8 is pronounced like the double O in the English word root. Listen and repeat number 8.
Cukr. Cukr.
Read number 9.
Rozumím.
Number 10.
Nerozumím.
Word number 11 has the long U. Listen and repeat.
Úkol. Úkol.
The long U can be also marked with a small ring when it's not the first letter of a word. The pronunciation is the same. Read number 12.
Sůl.
Read number 13.
Domů.
Number 14.
Hůl.
The last letter in word number 15 is a long O. Listen and repeat number 15.
Hello. Hello.
Number 16.
Tamhle.
Read number 17.
Dobrý den.
Read number 18.
Jak se máte?
This is the end of Unit 5.